In the name of Jesus. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word came down to a manger, and we beheld his glory, his presence among us. Quite a different glory from what we beheld yesterday at our Lord's glorious ascension. Jesus said in John 17, "Father, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do, and now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed." Jesus begins his glorifying of the Father on earth in that lowly manger that Paul Gerhardt calls our paradise. It's hard to comprehend this beginning point, for it means that he whom the sea and the wind obey was here to serve us sinners in great meekness. When Luther writes on this John passage, and he writes often and extensively on it, almost every paragraph contains elements of utter awe and wonder at what happened then and there. The Word went on to glorify his Father in all that he did, in his preaching, his teaching, everything in his ministry, his signs and his wonders, and in his dying, because that is why he came. Everything about the Word made flesh glorifies the Father as it reveals the Father's love for you. Now, God the Father has a world full of children. However, he has but one only begotten Son. And for the sake of the world full of children, he sent his only begotten Son to earth and allowed us to see him, to hear him, speak with him, while he humbled himself to share in our cold and hunger, thirst, suffering, and even temptations. What enormous comfort this is for the children as they behold God's plan and his love. O Savior of our fallen race, O brightness of the Father's face, O Son who shared the Father's might before the world knew day or night, remember, Lord of life and grace, how once to save our fallen race you put our human vesture on and came to us as Mary's Son. From the Father's throne you came, his banished children to reclaim, and earth and sea and sky revere the love of him who sent you here. He who deigned to be robed in our flesh is now robed in glorious majesty. and he has raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places. There with him in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adorned by angels. Man with God is on the throne. By our mighty Lord's ascension, we by faith behold our own. And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love for that child. So dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above. And he leads his children on to the place where he has gone. Not in that poor, lowly stable, with the oxen standing by, shall we see him but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high. Then like stars, his children crowned, all in white, his praise will sound. Thanks be to God. Amen.